talk about a book that doesn't live up to its title. The Secret is anything but classified information. Last year, an Australian TV producer named Rhonda Byrne wrote a self-help guide called The Secret. There are now more than 5 million copies in print in the U.S., plus 1.5 million DVD copies of the film based on the book. The Secret has gained huge support on the talk show circuit from the likes of Larry King, Ellen DeGeneres, and Oprah Winfrey.
When I watched The Secret, I realized I've always lived by The Secret. I didn't know it was a secret.
Yes.
I didn't know it was a secret. Why do you call it The Secret?
We really needed to contain the knowledge in a couple of words. And the secret is the law of attraction.
Writer Emily Yaffe is the person behind the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. She recently picked up a copy of The Secret. She joins us now. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't read the book, can you explain the basic premise that they were talking about, the law of attraction?
Yes, Alex, this means that your thoughts control the universe. That was the promise when I opened this book. It tells you you can get anything you want by just thinking about it hard enough.
Well, what did you try to get? What did you want?
A new kitchen floor, unclogged sinuses, and a desk. As you can probably hear from talking to me, the sinus thing did not go that well. The kitchen floor, I have to say, was an unbelievable success. We recently renovated our house. Our kitchen floor was supposed to be acid-stained concrete. It ended up being some kind of epoxy, and it looked as if our dog had fallen in a mud pit and rolled all over it. Every fix I explored was going to cost me between $3,000 and $4,000. So I was getting kind of desperate, and then The Secret came along. Now, one of the secrets of The Secret is as soon as you think of this thing, you have to act as if you already have it. So my husband was calling me one day to go over house-related stuff, and the floor came up, and I said, I'm so grateful that I have a gorgeous, inexpensive kitchen floor. His response was, are you on something? But it turns out I was on a universal high, because later that week I had a dream that gave me the answer to the floor problem. Paint the floor to look how I wanted it to look originally, which saved me about $3,500. So The Secret, I don't know.
One of the things I've always wondered about with The Secret is, you know, if this actually worked, wouldn't the world overall be a much better place? And I guess I'm not alone in this because recently on an episode of Saturday Night Live, they did a takeoff on the Oprah segment. Oprah sends a copy of the book to a villager in Sudan. Let's take a listen.
Did you get the copy of The Secret we sent?
Yes.
And did you read it?
No.
Why not?
Because I ate it.
Well, digest every word.
All right, but seriously, Emily, you know, this book can only do so much for people living in really dire situations. What are you supposed to be doing if you're, you know, starving or suffering from some serious disease? Does The Secret have any pointers for that?
Well, in the extremely pernicious theology of The Secret, why do you think they're in that situation? Life is not random, according to The Secret. It's your own lousy thoughts.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate magazine. Thanks so much, Emily.
My pleasure.